William Morrow and Harper Audio present Love at First Set, a novel by Jennifer Dugan, performed by Lori Prince. To all my fellow disasters working toward their happily ever afters, this one's for you. Chapter 1. I've just finished checking in Mrs. Patel for her silver sneakers water aerobics class and happily returned to my sketching when my best friend, James, comes up behind me. He rests his chin on my shoulder, his mop of blonde hair flopping into his icy blue eyes, and leans the bulk of his 6-foot-something personal trainer body onto the old faded black office chair I'm sitting in. The chair squeaks and groans in protest. I try to elbow him off.
No, not there.
He snatches the pencil from my hand and hastily erases the words, cardio machines, moving them over closer to the windows of the giant square I've drawn.
Put them over here near the parking lot so they can at least people watch while they destroy their gains.
Meet James Manderley, head of personal training at the fitness place. 28, avidly anti-cardio, as evidenced by the cardi-no tank he's currently sporting. Shockingly handsome per half our guests, which is how we refer to the people who slog here in their sweats to work out. And owner of well-defined abs. Exactly one dimple, and a bank account full of family money, thanks to his parents and their sketchy business practices. He's been my best friend since I moved to this godforsaken town 5 years ago, 19 and already desperate for a fresh start. I'd wandered into his parents' gym looking for a job and found him on the ground behind the desk. When I asked him if he was okay, he explained he had just been dumped and was waiting for the universe to swallow him up. I nudged his leg and asked him for an application. I don't have time for sentimentality, not when a paycheck is on the line. James had laughed and dragged himself up long enough to scrounge one up. He said he appreciated my tough love. I didn't bother asking what other kinds there were. The fitness place didn't really need another employee, but James convinced his parents to bring me on, and I worked hard to make sure they never regretted it. It took about a year for them to upgrade me from floater, which meant I did everything from stock towels in the locker room to reposition floor heaters on wet or snowy days to cut locks off jammed lockers, to gym attendant, which largely consisted of sitting in the workout areas and assisting people who don't know how to use the machines. Awkward, because the number of people who think they are using a machine correctly when they are not even in the realm of correctly is staggeringly high. I'd rather pick gum from the gym locks, thank you very much. Still, it was my job to make sure that nobody went viral for trying to use leg machines to work out their necks or for getting thrown off a treadmill because they mistook the speed for the incline setting and hit it up to warp. By then, the gym chain had really taken off, 5 locations and counting. And when the front desk manager left a couple of years ago to run one of the new buildings, I got their job. The pay's decent. Maybe most people wouldn't say so, but it's the most I've ever made. And bonus, it comes with a free gym membership instead of the lousy 15% discount they give to other employees. The manager title is more for bragging rights than any sort of actual authority, though. My duties include sitting behind the desk, scanning people's tiny key cards with my giant green scanner, and answering the phone 50 times a day for people asking to sign up for various personal training lessons with Dreamy James, as most of our senior population call him. It might not be that glamorous, but I love it. The smell of the mats, the sound of weights clinking, the feeling of crushing your reps or knowing you're helping someone else crush theirs. There's nothing better. Nothing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?